This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so...
What's up? That was the 5 second break we took to say what's up. Now we're gonna go back to the
show. Hey everybody, welcome to Dynamic Banter.
Hi everybody. Welcome
Hi, Kevin.
In.
It's ready.
Hi,
so
Kevin.
I was just thinking about how things are kinda
things
have been kinda strange this morning. As far as the testicle difficulties go, and as far as how hard it is, you know, it's hard to do this show.
Yeah. You have to, we got to be here. One, we have to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Two, we got to talk here at this table.
We do have to talk right here at this table.
And no one ever, like, we don't put our business out there like that.
And no one tells us.
No one ever told us to talk at this table.
No one ever told us.
We started this pod. This is true. We started this podcast, Kevin.
Yeah.
And no one ever told us.
Kevin. We started this podcast. Yeah. Yeah, I super agree with that. All right.
I'm excited about it.
What is today's date?
Today is the 7th.
No.
What
no,
day,
it's not.
The day of the show?
Yes.
You gotta figure this out. It's the 22nd.
Today's the 22nd?
Yeah.
Dude, this month's almost over, Mike.
Just kidding.
What's the date?
So it was cranking an old sea chain.
Wait a second.
What's happening, Kevin?
What month is it, Kev?
Where are we? What is this shit?
We haven't done anything so far.
Oh, man, that thing's going to be a bummer.
Oh, my.
What's happening, Kevin?
Gosh, you guys.
Tell us.
There's no ads.
Dude, we were just talking about
this. Why am I not surprised?
But we were just talking about
this. We manifested that.
We did manifest.
This is what we want.
This is being all.
Today's the 15th. Yeah, that thing is flipping me up.
We need to. You know what we need?
To start the show over again.
Let's talk about. This is a messy one. On this no ads show, let's talk about the things we need to buy for the show.
Right.
What we need to buy is one new one of these.
New cable.
What is it?
Keeps... New splitter.
What is that?
I don't know what you're talking about. What you're just kind of vaguely pointing
Mike,
at an
what
area.
What do you call this?
This is a. This is This is our area.
Yeah. You got it.
What do we need? Explain. I don't know what this is at all. This is the battery for this, and we need this.
Someone's entering the ring.
We need this.
Coming to the ring is Yemen, who's won the championship 40 years in a row. It's time for everyone's favorite skull crusher. Who do we got coming to the stage, Mike? It's Big Guy. Yeah, Big Guy.
The wrestler's name is Big Guy.
Some guy in the back of the. I was gonna say some guy in the back of the auditorium, like the very high nosebleed seats.
Yeah, he's Big Guy's. He's Big Guy's best
loves
guy.
Loves Big Guy.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Big Guy.
Yeah, I am Big Guy, and I am here to crush everyone who might be in my way.
And the announcers are like. What did he say his name was?
Yes, I am Big Guy. I come from the country most known to you as Denmark.
Okay, all the way from Denmark, we're here ringside with our newest wrestler, I guess.
That's Big right. Guy. I come to crush skulls. I come to...
Okay, can we get him some water?
Big guy.
Crush skulls.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you come here, crush skulls, no doubt. Okay, you come with a little dance. Big Guy. Here's what we know about you so far. You're a big guy from Denmark, you said?
That's right.
And you do a little dance and you're here to crush.
That's right. I'm here to crush anyone who could come in my way.
Okay, so you don't want anyone coming in your way, do you?
Absolutely not.
Have your eye on anyone or anything in particular.
That's right, because what I do is my famous skill crushing move. And I'll show it to you right now. Are you
ready? Denmark, you said you're from?
That's how I bonk you in the bar on the ball. And you'll never remember what you did for lunch today after I punch your face.
Okay, so we're gonna try to get somebody some medical attention to the interviewer.
I'm Big Guy. I'm Big Guy. I'm Big Guy. I'm Big Guy. I'm big. I'm big. I'm big. And I'm a big guy. Big, 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 big.
Unforgettable debut from the Big Guy. Big Guy. Big Guy.
I'm Big Guy. I'm Big Guy.
This is everyone in the stadium.
Big Guy. Big Guy. Big Guy. Big Guy. Big Guy.
He's in the middle of the ring. The camera's going around. 30,000 people are there.
Big Guy. Big Guy.
This guy's the biggest star.
Big Guy.
Big guy.
Dude, I imagine when he did the bonk, he hits the interviewer and the mic flips up like this and he catches it.
Big guy. I'm Big Guy. I'm Big Guy.
They told me this gimmick would never work.
They love this guy. Yeah. America loves Big Guy.
America is always into a big guy.
Mike, I gotta talk to you about something I saw on TikTok.
Okay.
And
the website.
Yeah, that one. The website. www.tiktok.com.
Okay.
I was on TikTok.com.
Sure.
And I saw this
dude just swiping away on TikTok.
Swiping on TikTok.com. And I saw this product. It's called Imagination. Hold on.
What kind of thing was it? Was it like a supplement?
No, no, no.
Okay.
Hold on now.
He's back. He's back.
You called him my name, or did you call my name?
30,000 people.
Fucking losing it.
Losing it.
And that one guy up at the top. Every time he sees. I love her. I think she's great. Dude, like, wait a minute. You think that's a guy?
Not everybody was sold on Big Girl at first.
No, Big Guy. It's Big Guy. Yeah.
It seems like too far away to know that.
Yeah, I love that he thinks Big Guy is a girl.
Yeah, the first fan.
Okay, Disney. Okay, so, you know, I get served weird shit on my TikTok feed, man. Yeah, uh-huh. It's weird shit.
Yeah.
At this point, it's, there's this, oh man, there's so many things.
There's, give me some examples.
Well, I've recently been getting this incredible thing that's like every other fucking TikTok, dude. I swear to God, I'll swipe and it'll be something fun, weird, whatever, and they'll swipe and it'll be that thing again. Interesting, and it's like every other one, there's like this Brazilian or Guatemalan or some country where they have this like little parade with these like costumed, they're dressed up like popular characters like Buzz Lightyear and Woody and like everything you can think of, dude, from like the Rugrats,
yeah,
all the way strangely to like Freddie Mercury and the guys from Kiss.
Okay.
And they're all these, they're all in costumes. It's people all in costumes.
Like a drag show?
No, it's like a parade. It's like, it's so crazy, Mike. It's so crazy. It's like Guatemala or something like that.
Just dressed up like
celebrities.
And it's
a whole big long alleyway and it's lined with people. Okay, and in the middle of this alleyway, there's this formation of dressed up characters all dancing in the same choreographed little thing. Everyone's synchronized, and it's hundreds of characters. The Care Bears are there. The SpongeBob guys are there. Yeah. We got Paw Patrol.
Bluey.
Dude, I'm telling you, we got wrestlers in there. We got Bluey, we got Shredder, Wolverine. And the same song plays every fucking time. And dude,
it's the Big Guy song.
What if it is, dude? He's back. Big Guy's back.
Every celebrity and cartoon character you could think of in this parade.
And Big Guy's in there. Dude, I'm telling you, Big Guy's probably in there.
Yeah, Big Guy's on a float in the back like Santa at the Macy's Day Parade.
Dude, I've got to find this song because it's like once you hear it, and it is a song you know, but it's one.
I gotta ask you a TikTok question.
Okay, let's go for it. Give it to me.
You know how, so that video comes up and it probably has like hundreds of thousands of whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, often it doesn't.
Anything. Think of anything you watch that routinely has like 50 to 100,000 whatever.
Sure.
Do you ever think like there's not one popular thing anymore in culture, right?
Like everything's popular,
everything's so
once.
Spread out. So it's like, how far do you have to get before you also get like Train Guy or Guy Who Loves Peanut Butter or like,
you
know what I mean?
The guy with the GoPro on his head.
Yeah,
the
like train that's guy. In your algorithm, and you could see that millions of people watch it.
Yeah.
So in regular real life, how far, how many conversations do you have to go through to get to someone who also has some awareness of that person?
You know, that's interesting because it does seem to stay in our friend circle a little bit.
Yeah.
Like Kevin and I have a really fucking similar algorithm.
You guys are synced up.
I think we are. This is like the guy version of syncing up your periods with your girlfriends.
Is having the same TikTok
having the same algorithm with your boys.
That's accurate.
And it's like really special.
Yeah.
Because
mine, I can't watch now if I'm eating or after.
It's
I
disgusting.
Eat, I can't do it.
It's disgusting. It's I'm getting fed some fucking crazy, disgusting thing.
Dude, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Isn't that's it a bummer?
Well, it's a bummer when you're eating.
Right. You have to choose when you do it.
Okay, so imagine all these characters walking down the street in synchronization, doing like the same little like
walk dance.
Yeah, but it's like real simple.
Yeah,
like
sure.
Step.
Something
step.
Everybody
lean,
can get.
Lean. Yeah. Something like that. Okay, here's the song that's playing. I fucking love it. You know this song, but it's a weird version of it.
Is it the Vango Bus? This Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Dude, I love it.
Every character.
And they're all like doing the same.
Dude, this is like a dream. That's like what happens in a dream. There's some fucked up version of like a very famous song and a little amalgamation of everyone you've ever known.
You're just kind of there. Dude, and every time I see it, I comment on the video, Fortnite. Because yeah. It's like Fortnite. It's like a Fortnite parade.
Dude, that really is like, watch, stop the music. Oh, dude, I'm sorry I drifted off.
What happened, man? Were you dreaming?
I had the best dream.
What happened? That sounds awesome. I love that.
It's going to make me sound crazy.
Okay, let's hear it.
There was a parade.
Okay.
And tons of people at this parade.
Yeah, yeah.
Like and what kind of people?
Like everyone you've ever met.
Like your grandparents?
Like a copy of everyone you've ever seen was at this parade. They all kind of look the same, but they all are different heights.
Okay, like what? Like the gummy bears from Disney Channel?
No, not watching the parade.
Oh.
But then in the parade.
Okay.
Everything you've ever seen, every character you've ever seen is in the parade.
Okay.
Can you picture that? And they're all kind of walk dancing like a samba down the street, arm in arm. Are you picturing that? And everyone on the side who looks the same but different is flipping out. And there's this song playing.
Is it like that?
Yeah. Dude, that's it. That's my dream.
Someone filmed your dream. Look at how they're in sync. Look at how they're in sync with the music we're even listening to right now.
Dude, look,
there's like political figures.
Fidel Castro,
but
dude?
But they're real people wearing masks of people.
Real people wearing masks of real people.
Of real people.
Yeah, it's like if somebody was wearing like a Dwayne The Rock Johnson mask.
So it's kind of weird, right? Like it's kind of weird.
So there's Bowser and like all these... There's Garfield.
Yeah.
There's Homer Simpson in a space outfit.
Yeah, with Bart probably.
And also the Joker was in there. Like Joaquin Phoenix is Joker.
We also got Goofy. We got.
Found it.
You
dude,
got
that's
it.
Exactly what a dream is.
So this is what my feed has been filled with lately.
That's wacky. That's wacky.
And isn't it incredible, dude? Look
but
who's
so
there.
Many people.
Tell
I'm
us
trying,
who's there,
dude. Okay, Axl Rose. And a stormtrooper, kind of a guy in a hoodie. Okay, now Kevin has one that's Hezbollah. Is that what that is?
What's happening in this?
I think it's Hezbollah, dude.
No,
I think it is.
They can't do that.
Why?
Who's that?
They did everybody else.
There's a bunch of weird fucking characters.
What is this?
It's a parade that happens in like Guatemala or something.
The everything parade.
And it, dude, okay, but here's the craziest thing about it, okay? And by the way, I've been terrorizing my friends and family with this thing.
Yeah.
The song gets stuck in their head. They find themselves kind of doing the little dance when music happens.
Have you looked it up?
Dude, I want to learn it really bad.
Yeah.
I was scrolling through TikTok and one day I found a TikTok that showed them in their like warehouse learning the choreography.
Oh, great.
And they're not wearing costumes and stuff.
Okay, everybody listen up. Everybody line up.
Yeah.
We're going to learn the dance.
Let's do this, guys. You're not wearing a costume yet. So don't act like you are.
We know you can hear us. You don't have the Homer Simpson head on just yet.
Let me see. It's like, it's incredible. Because look
at
this, dude. Look at this.
Dude, that's the Penguin from Batman Returns. Followed by maybe a bunch of Game of Thrones characters. Followed by, like, I don't even know who these people are.
But
that's
why
wacky
was the Batman Returns Penguin in there?
It is like Fortnite, and everyone's doing the same emote.
But you should say too, these are like full on on body costumes. They're not like a simple,
yeah, and they're good.
They're like good costumes.
Yeah, well, the Bart Simpson is a little.
Dude, the thing is like, they're good, but they're not.
But they're better than you expect.
That's what I'm saying. It's exact dream scenario.
Right.
Dude, that is like, that's when Fortnite first starts.
And yeah, and like everyone's in the lobby.
That's that.
Dude, it's crazy. Wow. I can't find the, I'm going to send these to you, but there's some, so I've been seeing so many of these. Look, there's fucking Chucky.
Is there a name? If that's like the scary part.
Yeah, who do you see?
I guess Magneto, Chucky, there's like a Hellraiser type guy. And Chucky does not, Chucky looks scary as fuck. It's like 23-year-old Chucky. But everyone's rocking the dance.
Yeah, they're into it.
There's dude, also that, three Chuckies in that
Chucky
line.
Chucky has long hair in that one.
Yeah, that's like about to go to rehab Chucky.
And
still
somehow,
skateboards around town, but he's 23.
And these are all different like accounts posting these.
Uh-huh.
But every video has that fucking Don't Worry, Be Happy song in it.
Dude, do you think that being there, it's like a live version of the enjoyment that we're getting out of it right now? Do you think part of it is like showing up and being like, who the fuck is going to be in this parade?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Mike, because I've been seeing so many of these that I'm starting to study things and look at what's going on. And one of the most, I mean, once you get past the fact that it's insane first and you're like, what am I looking at?
Right.
Especially when you see like a Freddie Mercury or the Kiss guys walk by and then suddenly Bowser and then the Simpsons.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
You're like, what the fuck am I looking at? It's an overload of nostalgia.
Yeah.
And then it's all like Uncanny Valley because you're like, what is this though? That's not a real human face.
What if it's AI?
Oh, it's a mask. Dude, if that's AI, I will eat all of the shoes that I own. Because okay. That's the best AI I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, tight.
But so once you get past how fucking bonkers the visual is, then you start to like look around at stuff. And what I noticed pretty immediately after not looking at the guys all dancing is that the crowds are not smiling at all. No one's smiling.
Okay.
And they're like this.
They hate it.
Arms crossed. Serious.
But they're like there.
They're like trying to go to work.
But they're there. They're like lined up with their kids and shit.
Yeah.
And the kids are even like,
getting traumatized.
Dude, no one's reacting. I'm telling you, look at these.
So what do you think it is?
That's like one of the craziest things about this. Let me find where you could see them really well.
Is there a name of this?
Well, I think it's an event. It's like a New Year's thing.
What music are they dancing to?
It's all Don't Worry, Be Happy. It's the same thing. Look. Oh, it's something. No, it's something in the same tempo.
Okay.
But it is Guatemala, and it's like an event. It's like their New Year's parade, almost. Chimaltenango? Chimaltenango.
Okay. I need to know everything about this parade.
But dude, look at these people in the back.
They're just forced to be there?
Just look.
So there's some cell phones.
But no one's smiling, no one's clapping or dancing along.
One little girl was almost dancing.
There's like nobody like...
Well, imagine if you're there for 3 hours.
Okay, so maybe they're sick of it
and
they want to go home.
And that song is playing for 3 hours.
And they're just there for the kids.
And those kids, like you're not... Those kids get nothing out of that other than the fact that there's like characters in the street. Like they're not nostalgic, they're seven.
But it's like... But then you start to think
about... Mork from Ork.
But it makes you think about like what is a parade and why do we give a shit?
Yeah.
You know, like... Why do we want to go watch a thing go down a street and go like be there for that?
Because parades were like obviously preceded
the internet
by a lot.
Definitely.
Before we saw everything. Bye, Zoe.
Bye, Zoe. Thanks for the green beans.
And there's just so many more fascinating things, but also like there's things that are more exciting when you're there than they are on the internet. And I think parades are one of those things.
Definitely.
I think a parade is like you wait outside in the cold and then you see Snoopy and he's like the size of a building.
And you're like, whoa,
that's a crazy thing to see in real life.
But then you're like, I need hot chocolate or a coffee and I need to go back to my hotel room and watch this on TV.
Yeah, sure.
Cause you, like, the fact that TV and the internet exists now makes parades kind of like, I mean, whatever. If I'm around.
Well, it's all personal preference. The people who really want to go have that feeling in person will definitely do that. And there's it's not like everyone because there's no alternative.
Right, right.
And it's people either love that or Johnny Carson.
Right, right, right. Or go watch the kids do a ball game at the park or something. Yeah.
Do I want to watch? Do I want to throw a ball at Jeff? Or do I want to go see Snoopy and Woodstock?
Right, right, exactly.
As big as the Macy's.
So, yeah, like for me, it's like if I'm somewhere around, if a parade is happening while I'm somewhere, then I'll be like, oh, let's check out this parade. Like I'm never like, let's check out some upcoming parades.
This is insane.
The Guatemalan thing?
If you watch this?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
You could go through this for hours.
Oh, and once you see one, it's like the ring. It starts to spread it spreads like a virus. Suddenly every other video is those guys dancing.
Amount of characters.
There's so many.
It's everybody that you know.
It's everybody. And by the time you're like scrolling through for a couple of days, you start to unlock new characters.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, I never saw that Wolverine from the fucking cartoon. The X-Men cartoon.
I got Jimmy Neutron in here.
There you go, man.
Yeah, nice.
It's everybody you've ever wanted in a dream, but no one cares. So it's no like one there Pokemon. Cares about it.
It's exactly like Pokemon.
I kind of want to so a couple of ideas sprang to mind when I saw that. First was like, I got to learn that choreography.
Yeah.
I gotta learn it.
Don't seem too tough. 75,000 people learned it.
Definitely not,
to
right?
be in that parade.
But there are some that get more advanced. Like when I showed you that Batman Returns one with the Batman Returns penguin.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys are doing advanced stuff.
Well, they're they each put their own spin on it.
Exactly. And I think there's like rival companies where they have their own in-house like costume guys and stuff like that. And something else I noticed was as they're dancing around, there's like people roaming with them. So like obviously the audience is kept away from them, right? Because these are big celebrities.
Yeah.
And this is that's
Dr. Robotnik.
Come on, that's him. And so you can't have people just like breaking barricades and shit. But in the middle of the dancers, there's like people that have like big reams of like foam and like big bags of like rolls of tape, and they got like rolls of tape around their arms and stuff, and they're totally like the repair guys. Like if something happens, they're there to like fix it. It's like this,
like the Tour de France, like the cars that follow the bike.
Yeah, dude, it's like that important. It's that important.
That's wacky.
And so so one of the things was I want to learn how to dance like that for sure. And then the other thing was like, how do I go to see this live in person?
Yeah, I want to figure out what it is. I need more information.
I'm pretty sure it's like their New Year's celebration.
Interesting.
But the crazy part is like it's during the day. Yeah. So maybe it's the next day or something.
Well, the kids are out. Yeah. You don't want to have a parade at night.
I guess not. I mean,
Penguin dancing through the streets at night.
Sometimes you'd stay up past midnight to do Happy New Year when you were like a little kid.
Yeah, that's different though.
I guess so.
They don't have like a Happy New Year parade.
That's
parades
true.
Parades are like a morning, like a 7 o'clock in the morning.
I guess so, yeah. Unless you're at Disneyland, there's some nighttime parades that are kind of cool, like the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Yeah. But you don't have to call the mayor to shut down the Main Street of Disneyland.
No, you don't. No, you don't. But I want to go. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Guatemala. Let's go to Guatemala and go see it.
Yeah.
And be the only people doing this in the
dude, we're big guy.
Yeah. Joined the parade.
Me on your shoulder.
Oh,
everyone's like, who's that?
I miss big guy. Oh, there he is. He's coming
big
back.
Big guy.
Yes, I'm here to crush. And I'll tell you, sometimes you must crush the skull from behind, because maybe they don't know you're coming from them.
Big guy, he's dancing. That sounds like a great strategy, and we welcome you here to the We're wondering why you haven't set your mind on a specific goal or a specific enemy.
I'm telling you, I need to crash every skull in the auditorium, okay? I'm going to kill everybody.
Yeah, but it's okay. And they love him still.
Yeah! Yeah!
They love him. He's here to kill everybody. And they love him. They're not scared.
What? Okay, what do you got? What do you got?
Let's find out. There's a name for it. It's
okay.
Botargas.
Botargas?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It's in Guatemala.
Day of the stuff.
It's truly just a viral thing that's gone viral in 2024. It's like started in Europe.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
so all of Europe gets together and he says, how do we make a viral video?
They've been doing this since like 2004 or something.
Okay.
We went way back. We went looking for like early footage of this stuff.
So this is Flash Mob.
I think it's just like someone was like, what if we did a parade with all the favorite cartoon characters and we get people to come out and watch that?
And we get all the IPs from all the companies?
What is that?
Yeah. Yeah. They have to be okay. So somebody at some point was like, we're going to get sued if they're not different enough. Yeah. And they're like, no problem.
No problem. We'll make them kind of scary.
Everything will be kind of different.
Trust me.
Yeah.
It might look, the kids might think it is who it is.
Yeah,
but trust me, the adults will know.
Dude, it's like every character that's ever been invited to a birthday.
Yeah. Or every character that a kid wishes would come to their birthday.
To their town. Why isn't Spider-Man ever in Milford, Connecticut?
Every wish a kid has made for their favorite character to be at their birthday party. I wish Blues Clues be at my birthday party. Like all these kids saying it, like they're starting to overlap. It's magical. Dude, I wish. And then suddenly.
It's like if that was a meme, like imagine that, but it has a meme title. It's like, on my way to fulfill a kid's wish.
Me on my way to fulfill every kid's wish.
My face when my memories show up when I hear that weird nostalgic song on TikTok.
My face when my memories show up. My face when my wish shows up at the parade. My face when my birthday wish shows up at the parade. Dude, we got to do a video where they're all dancing and then we green screen a big, funny Wrestling Fred looking like costume character in there. It's just a green screen of you. Yeah.
Big, wide open smile.
Yeah, it's a big, but it's really like, looks like their stuff. Yeah, man. And it makes me so happy every time I see it. But it's a lot, dude.
Yeah,
it's a tough. Lot. I see it a lot.
I wonder, dude, I want a live stream of families being there and then being like, okay, you want to get going?
I want to interview people. I want to like hire a translator. Like, let's go to Guatemala. Let's find out when it's happening.
Yeah.
And then we'll hire a translator and we'll just ask people like, what, like, how long have you been coming to this? Like,
why did you start?
Is this your first time here?
Yeah. Like, are you excited to see?
Yeah. Like, how did you even hear about this? Mm-hmm. And then we'll find the veterans and we'll find the people that are there because of the TikToks.
What is it called, Kevin?
Botargas?
Botargas.
There's a video here.
Botargas is a food.
Yeah, but Guatemalan. You gotta add
Guatemalan Botargas. Got it.
Tradiciones de Guatemala. Uno de los tradiciones de las últimas dos décadas de las ferias.
I'll tell you this right now. On Facebook, they have their own Facebook, and there's one review, and it's 5 stars.
Go,
dude, so funny.
Look, if you type in Botargas costume,
yeah,
the first
first one on there.
Every costume shows up.
Oh my god, you could buy one, dude. Show that to Mike right now. That guy doesn't look like he's excited to be there. But dude, this thing goes for hours.
Yeah.
Like they're dancing in the heat, whatever, in these big fucking costumes.
Are the kids like looking forward to this? All like the parents are like, okay, we're going to Bartarkus, and the kids can't sleep for like 3 months.
I found a moment I was hoping to find. Not only are there guys walking through there to give fix up their costumes, there's also ones that come through and like pull their mask off for a second and fan their face. Dude, look, I have footage of it right here. Here, I'll bring it over here.
That's beautiful.
Look at this. Look, watch this guy in the red shirt right here. Okay. Look at him.
Whoa. You okay? Everybody okay?
Everybody's good?
That's a kid.
Dude, and it's definitely kids.
Yeah.
It's kids. There's some kids. They're mostly adults, but yeah, there's some kids.
The Trix Rabbit?
Dude, look at the people in the crowd, though, when you get a chance. Like, this guy looks miserable.
That's the female version of Blue's Clues right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
These people look miserable.
Yoda?
Can you imagine how hot it is?
Why is everybody miserable?
Why are they miserable?
Well, it's too much. The image we're looking at right now, it's too, there's too much.
Look at this. Look at this. Bored.
The animaniacs.
Done. Out of it. Over it. Like, even these kids are like, what am I looking at?
Yeah.
Look at this. No joy.
Dude, this is good for minutes. You know?
Dude, if we did this in LA, people would go nuts. Yeah.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way.
People would riot again like it was 2020. People would
fucking love it. There'd be people screaming for their favorite character like they're celebrities.
Yeah. You think so? Because it kind of happens every night on Hollywood Boulevard and people don't treat those people good at all.
Yeah, but imagine if there wasn't... I wonder what the monetary gain is for it. Because I think what makes those guys on Hollywood Boulevard creepy and avoidable is that they want money. They all want money.
Yeah.
So it's like, is this something that's like, it's just happening in the street? The event paid for them to be there.
People do Bartarkus out of the goodness of their heart.
I think it's a company that like hires people to come be dancers and they train them. They probably have a bunch of them to go to like different events and stuff. And I think the venues can hire these teams to like come and do this at your
come train
event.
The town.
Yeah, like come do
to
this.
To walk through the street.
So I think whoever's coordinating the event is paying them. But that's it. I think once you're a page, once you're someone there, like you're not giving them money. They're not asking you for money.
You think that every character in this thing is paid to be there?
I think they're paid. I think it's probably not good pay, but it's probably like a whole team. It's almost like... Like, I think I could hire them. Like, can you give me 50 guys to just
in
come?
Guatemala.
Like, I'm having a party. Yeah. Can I have 50 of your characters, your choice? And how much will that cost for, like, 4 hours of them to come dance and do their routine?
Yeah.
And I bet they're like, what is it? Like, $300, right? Or however much pesos or whatever it is in Guatemala.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I'll give you $300, and then you probably tip them when they're done, right? Like you'd probably tip them and be like, good job, everybody.
Who?
That maybe the guys in costumes. Maybe.
Who tips them?
Maybe if you hired them for your party, maybe you tip them. But I think that they probably organize some kind of payment for how long they'll be there.
We're talking, so it's different. Are we talking about a party or the parade?
Well, either way, like I'm saying, there's probably options to do like a full parade. You'll get all 250 characters. It costs $1,200 and we'll come and we'll do it for fucking 8 hours.
So here's the other thing. What's the return on the investment?
Well, I think they probably get paid. So they get paid by the venue and then they probably give their like dancers like very little pay from it.
Well, the venue is the town. So it's like, why do this parade?
Yeah, well, maybe it's like, we want you guys there.
To boost morale?
Maybe they pay for like different people to like show up or something. I don't know. Like different performers.
I don't understand the business, I guess is what I'm saying.
The business is like, we supply a party of 150 to like 300 different fun characters in a choreographed parade that we will come to your event.
Right.
And we'll do a routine for 8 hours. And this is how much it costs.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think that's the business.
So why does the city say yes?
I bet the city is like, we just want these guys here. And they probably like, maybe they do a little discount for them or something because it's the city. But I've probably like, I think that there's people that get in on the parade that probably, if they're like an established business, there's got to be a return for them.
I just want, I guess, to see the end of the parade when like some political figure is like, I did this for you.
Yeah. Like, thank me for this.
This is who, and now vote for me. Because like, what's the end goal?
I can't imagine these people dying in these costumes doing it for free.
No.
Dude, I do.
Really? That's insane.
Yeah, it is insane. I think that's part of it.
I think that it's truly like...
You don't think it's like a theater celebration troupe?
Together. There's too many, dude.
There's a lot of
them. There's too many. And there's no like organization of it. It looks like they're just like, they know what to do. They just line up.
Yeah, but you can't just teach 150 people to know what to do. There has to be like training.
Yeah, you can't remember the Macarena?
Yeah, but... But there's videos of them in like a training session.
Well, it's probably like, if you want to participate in this thing, come to this warehouse and we'll teach you the dance.
Because there's also a consistency with the costumes that comes to mind. Because if this is a kindness out of your heart thing, don't you think that there would be like horrible looking characters in there that are made out of cardboard?
Maybe no different than like a Comic-Con. Where everyone like does cosplay and it's like people are excited to do it.
I would agree with you on that, but the consistency in the costumes seems like it's like one team making them all.
Uh-huh.
Which makes me think that it's like, we have these here.
So what if it's like small team that breaks up and goes with groups of people from the town?
I got good.
You know, it's like, okay.
Whoa, ChatGPT.
To the rescue it's again.
Still giving me, you can read.
It's still giving fire.
Still giving.
The Guatemalan Botargas Parade refers to a traditional event featuring participants dressed in colorful, oversized masks and costumes. These characters, known as Botargas, are a significant aspect of Guatemalan folkloric celebrations and parades, particularly during certain festivals and holidays. And it says the term botarga is used in various parts of Latin America and Spain to describe different forms of traditional disguise. So we're looking at some Halloween type lore for this.
Like a Day of the Dead type.
These events are marked by... Okay, so botargas parades in Guatemala might be especially prominent during events such as Carnival leading up to Lent, All Saints Day, and other local festivals.
So it's something they did, like a parade for Christmas.
These events are marked by music, dancing, and parading of the botargas through the streets, creating a lively and vibrant atmosphere. And everyone's happy. The costumes and masks are often handmade with great care taken to detail and can represent various figures from folklore. Okay, so I'm looking at like a history, I don't think I'm looking at what this is.
What are you talking about?
Because this is like, all this is mentioning is that it's like the costumes are all folklore and religious.
But no, that's where it started.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm seeing something that's like, this is what, it's almost like how All Hallows Eve originally was some weird shit. And now we do the commercial version of it. So I think this might be like this is the history of what this is, but not it's exactly what this is. What do you got here?
I looked up if they got paid. Didn't say.
In traditional celebrations, parades involving botargas and similar figures in Guatemala and other cultures, the participants who dress up and dance often do so as part of community traditions and cultural expressions.
Yeah, see?
For sure, yeah. But I think we're looking at like a commercialized version of it.
I don't know, man.
This is like the Macy's Day Thanksgiving parade of botargas.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're
going to go to Guatemala.
I'm going to play Big Man's music.
Okay.
And you're going to read off some plugs for your shows. And I'm going to do my own bit of research, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Dude, so the new WWF game just came out.
Yeah.
And I'm 1,000% going to create
Big Man! Yes!
Big guy.
Yeah, big guy. Is it big guy? Big man?
I think big guy.
Big guy.
I think I got in my head exactly what he looks like. Kevin, this comes out on what? Like the 15th? So tonight I'm in Downey with Don't Tell Comedy. Tomorrow I'm in Simi Valley with Don't Tell Comedy. On the 21st, I'm doing Cult Comedy at the Improv Lab. On the 25th, I'm doing this crazy show that I'm honestly very nervous about called Stand Up and Clown at the Elysian. On the 28th, I'm at Don't Tell in Glendale, very close to the Rose Bowl Parade. And on the 29th and 30th of, what's it, May? That's what this month is right now, right?
March,
of course. On the 29th and 30th of March, I'll be in Houston at the Houston Improv with Andrew Santino, featuring for Andrew Santino.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's going to be fucking
hell
awesome.
Hell yeah, brother.
So 29th and 30th of March and not May. I'm in Houston. April 17th through the 22nd, I'm at the Moon Tower Festival doing Surround It in Austin. I'll probably be in New York City on the 23rd, at the Stress Factory in New Jersey on April 24th. On April 25th, I'm back in New York City. And on the 26th of April is Surround It in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And then in May, which is after that, on the 7th is two shows for Surrounded at the Bourbon Theater as part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival. Thank you.
Woo! Yeah, Mike!
And if you'd like info on those shows in town or wherever, whenever we come to you, you can text 818-722-8682. A bunch you have already, and then you're like, why haven't you texted me anything? Try not to bother people if we're not in your neck of the woods. But if you want, I could send you guys dynamic banter memes that that George has been making. And he's been doing a great job. So, dude, text that number, 818-722-8682. That does go directly to my phone. And tell me what you want if you don't think it's enough. There's ways to filter it so I'm not spamming everyone. But my whole thing is to not. I don't want to bother you guys first. But if you're wanting more stuff, let me know. Also, fucking Patreon has been ripping.
Oh, dude, popping off.
And thank you so much to Kevin for that.
We're planning something.
We're planning a trip to Guatemala.
We're gonna, we're going with Big Guy.
We have to find someone. We have to cast for someone.
Someone for me. Yeah, we must. Yeah. Who do we Same know? Guy who's gonna do the Cowabunga Outrageous guy.
That's Harley.
So I want to put a pause on this Botanga thing.
Oh, no problem.
And do some research and come back for the next episode.
And I would love to. Well, I'd love for anybody near Guatemala.
Oh yeah, maybe someone knows who, or someone's been to one or something.
Yeah. You said it started in Europe.
Guatemala. I think it is a Guatemalan thing. Yeah. But anyway, I found this video that says that the costumes are made by families and teams and friends who work together, friends who work as a team and demonstrate their art. So there might be like groups of people that get together to make them.
That's why I'm saying
which
it's
might
like
be
Comic-Con.
Why the consistency is there.
Uh-huh.
Like that's why a lot of costumes look the same because maybe it's the same teams doing it. And then it says after making these costumes, they sell or rent them.
That makes sense.
And you can find it in many departments of Guatemala, whatever that means.
Yeah, and then you would just dress up and dance for fun.
And now I bet so many people want to be in it, and so many people want to be part of these like viral videos and or the tradition that people will pay artists to make them a Botanga.
Yeah.
There's definitely costume. There's an organizational aspect to it because they're all learning the dance together. So I wonder how, maybe it's like if you want to be a part of it, it's like come to this place or something.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was all volunteer stuff.
Interesting.
Like even the people who like walk around and help keep people alive by fanning them and giving them money?
Well, I'll look into it. I'll look into it and see. Because for me, it's one of those things where it's like, maybe there's people doing it that are just like, this is a community thing. We get together and we do this. But I wouldn't be surprised if there was like a business where they're like, we'll come do this at your party, at your event.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a mix of things. We'll find out on the next episode.
We'll
right?
come do a parade at your house for $30,000.
All right. And now.
History Row.
Like when your phone goes off during something else.
Tell me, you ever feel like touching a toad? No? Alright then, how about you ever flicked a chode? Not that either, huh? Fine, alright. Everyone gather around, we'll sit down and we'll listen to a history road.
You know what time it is!
Weighing in at 374 pounds from the mountains of Denmark, the Crusher himself, Big Man!
Experience. Yeah. You're like teaching your kid about wrestling. You're like, I want you to come see wrestling. I loved wrestling as a kid. And then like you haven't really been keeping up on it, so you don't know what it's like now, dude.
It's
like, people like ripping their skin off.
And that sound is happening.
Fucking big man. Get out of your fucking booth. Don't fucking do that.
Yes. Holy God. Dude, there's blood running down people's arms.
And he's just dancing. Oh, fuck.
Dude.
That's
holy
pretty funny,
shit.
Man.
Dude.
All right. History Roads?
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. I did send you a text of a video that a guy sent me.
Okay.
You should just play real quick.
Where is this?
It's on the messages.
It's a text.
What does that sound like by the time it gets to people? Is it like normalized out?
Yeah. It won't like be destructive.
There are sometimes the show ends and I'm like, I've lost years off of like, thank God I don't have any kids, because I wouldn't be able to hear my grandkids say Merry Christmas or I love
off
you.
Off of your brain. Click that. Why don't you click that? Oh, when your friends send you something in the mail, it's an email. Why don't you click that? When your friends send you a message on your message phone, why don't you click that? Click that. And when your friends send you a link through the text message phone, why don't you click that? Click that. And your mama send you something funny from Facebook, you gotta click that. Click that.
When your mama sends you something on the messaging phone, you gotta click that.
Okay, looks like, what is this?
And your dad gets a suspicious link in the email, he clicked that.
Maybe that's the, that's when the beat stops for a second.
If you get suspicious, email with a link. Don't click that.
I wanna come before they come, Mike. And I mean, we're right there now where we've split the stage in half, and I would come this time.
Okay. Okay. Is that just dynamic banter?
Yeah, different, literally different universe dynamic banter.
The way he does. Okay.
Dude, play it again.
I wanna come before they come, Mike. And I mean, we're right there now. We split the stage in half, and I would come this time.
Okay. Dude, that is my reaction to that. Dude, that's so funny.
Is that why it was sent to us?
Yeah.
Someone said this is just dynamic banter.
Well, they said the soundboard option.
Damn, that's so funny.
That's funny.
It is a race. It's like a race car. Competition.
Sure, yeah.
A car's race.
And then they click that. The cars come around like the 45th time, and then they click that.
Okay.
We gotta be nice or not be nice.
We do?
Oh, nice. We get to hear
the
Vulcans.
We have a theme song for that. Did you know?
Thank goodness. Thank you for doing stuff we have theme music for.
We need a theme song for Be Nice or Not Be Nice.
Yeah.
A good old fashioned Be Nice or Not Be Nice when Joseph says good enough.
So the way the game is played is you need to figure out
what I think you're what going I think, to do.
Yeah.
Be nice or not be nice
with Mike and Steve.
I love it. I love that theme music. I'm sad that we don't get to use it more often. Thank you so much for sending this in. Who sent it in?
This is from Jacob Alexander.
Always gets me into trouble. That's another matter. Jason Alexander.
Dude, what if next year, because we talked about this, there's giant mascot me and you?
We gotta go. We gotta go then.
I would love that. If anyone's close to Botangas.
Hey, boys, it's Jacob.
Hi, Jacob.
The guy who wrote the new theme song that all the fans love unanimously.
Good job, Jacob.
What is this? We're getting more rains? It's a gloomer again.
Don't
it was bright a second ago.
Stop and read it.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
That's funny.
I wasn't planning on writing in again for a while, so you could miss me, but I just encountered what I think was a born boy in the wild.
Oh.
And the interaction prompted a nice or don't be nice.
Okay.
I think we have a song for that.
We need a theme song for Be Nice or Not Be Nice.
Yeah.
A good old fashioned Be Nice or Not Be Nice when Joseph says good enough.
So the way the game is played is you need to figure out
what I think you're what going I think, to do.
Yeah.
Be nice or...
Okay. Squarespace.
My wife and I just moved from Texas to Windsor, Connecticut.
Oh, fuck.
About a week ago. And this evening, I went to pick up some yummy Mediterranean for dinner. Shout out Zohara's one time. Okay.
Which is that classic sound we press every time somebody mentions Zohara.
That's the special Zohara shout out button on the soundboard that does all of that. Oh my god. As I walked up to the restaurant, I saw a girl trying to push open the heavy wooden door to exit.
To go out and watch the parade. Because Polly Pocket was walking by.
It really was. I, being a big strong man, felt the door open to help her. She, her mother, and her father exited the restaurant without looking back at me or thanking me.
That's a good push.
Except for the father, who glanced over his shoulder, looked down at my fresh 8th anniversary Dynamic Banter hoodie, and said, "Great sweatshirt."
Whoa. So either he's a fan of the show or a fan of banter.
Mike, if you had been me in this moment, would you have...
I'm not joking.
Would you have been... this has been... A nice? Or... don't be nice.
Okay, so you know the rules.
Yeah.
You think about it and you answer for me and then I tell you if you're right.
Okay. No one said anything when you opened the door, but the whole family went through and only the dad looked back and said, great sweatshirt. Uh-huh. I think that's even better than thanking someone from holding the door open. So I would absolutely be nice to that person.
Yeah, that's correct.
You got it.
I got it.
Do we have a song when somebody wins?
Yeah.
Is there a specific song?
There he is.
Yeah, got it.
Yay!
Got it. You got it. You got it.
Got it.
That's the other button that we...
That's what happens when someone wins. Holy shit. Damn, that's insane.
It's a good one.
I, for one, said nothing and walked into the restaurant.
Nothing.
Okay.
Then about 5 seconds later than it should have taken him, he got his yee boy head out of his ass and shouted, "Thank you," as the door closed behind me. If you're listening, buddy, if I ever see you in the streets again, JK, but you and your family are all equally mannerless, and you all can eat a dick. Thanks for reading. Death Whoa. To fascism.
Wow.
Jacob.
But Jacob, he did compliment your shirt.
Yeah.
He did acknowledge your presence. I get more personally attacked when people don't acknowledge the presence of someone who helped them.
Mm-hmm.
And the family is like, little kid's got their own shit going on. That's easily forgivable.
And they're watching
the mom
kid.
Is trying to watch the kids. And the dad turned around. So weird for the dad to turn around and go, nice sweatshirt. And then keep walking.
And not say thanks.
Kind of weird, but I don't know that I would have been upset by it. I would have been more like you said, like the compliment for the sweatshirt overtakes the weirdness.
But I guess it's like if I'm in that moment and I'm like a little upset already about the like lack of acknowledgement and then just got the like nice sweater, I'd be like, yeah, well, you got a nice sweater too, buddy.
Yeah, nice and sweater.
Yeah, you're also
your
a nice sweater.
Nice.
You're a sweater.
The weird passive aggressive complimenting back and forth.
Yeah, you too. You're a good sweater.
Yeah, beautiful kids. A little quiet.
Good. I could choose a title.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Choose the Title was my unsuccessful series of books that I tried to put out. I tried to get them into the Scholastic Book Fair.
You thought it was a really good idea.
Yeah, but the people never picked them up. They never knew what they were about.
It's crazy because I've never even... That's such a cool idea.
Every book, this is like 300 pages each.
Yeah,
it would come
pitch
with
it to me.
A little pencil, right? And the cover is a picture and then a couple lines up top. And what you would do is you read the whole book and then you do...
And then you write the name of the book and then you give it to a friend.
Yeah, but it was impossible to like... You could never like order the books in the first place.
Because you don't know what the title is.
You never know what the title is.
I bet we could figure that out.
Choose your own title, dude.
Betrayed by best friend.
Little.
Get some music backdrop to this.
Okay.
No problem, dude.
It's only that direction, too. He never
only,
goes, he
never only goes to the left. Other. Only up and to the left.
He never goes the other way. Thing.
Dude, the lights. I imagine the lights flipping the fuck out. So I'm going to make in WWE 2K24.
Big fun intro?
I'm going to make it. Oh. You can customize everything.
That's
and then
nice.
I'll record the screen.
God
and then
bless
we'll...
you. God bless the internet. And God bless video games.
God bless video games.
That's cool.
We've come
man.
So far. Thank you.
Let's something suspenseful.
Night. The rain leaks into my open boots, and I got rain in my boots. And I hate when I get rain in my boots. And you know what it makes me do, faithful viewer? It makes me kill. And it makes me kill a lot.
I'm usually not in the mood to kill unless I got a little bit of rain in my boots.
Somebody better not get that rain on my boots, or you just might end up in a coffin in the ground!
Dear honking lads, I have quite the epic. This is a little more. This is a little faster than I want it to be. There we go. I have quite the ethical conundrum that I require some advice on. This is nice. Paul, my best friend, and future best man for my upcoming wedding, humble brag.
Congrats.
Has ceased listening to our favorite podcast, Dynamic Banter.
Okay. Kevin's upset. Kevin got upset.
I'm pretty sure it was when the show became primarily a piss podcast, which, in my opinion, will be considered the golden years.
Good for a couple of reasons.
He was the one that initially introduced me to the podcast. When it first came out.
Somebody's like, yeah, you know what? I'm out. Okay.
And we quickly bonded over the many laughs and gaffes we got from your amazing content. It was one of the strongest anchors of our friendship.
Whoa.
I now have to laugh maniacally alone in my room, listening to the show, instead of with my best lad, which makes me sad.
Let's get him on the phone. What if he put his number at the end?
Let's get a number. Let's try to make this happen. I don't know how to confront him with these feelings of loss, sorrow, and betrayal. Do I uninvite him to the wedding? Cut him out of my life? Thank you for your wise input and the continued laughs that get me through it all. P.S. For the love of God, do not say our names on the podcast.
Okay, we
won't. We will take care of that.
Dude, people fall in and out of love with stuff for all kinds of reasons. That's okay. We've been doing this for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And we get it. We're sad to see you go, but we'd love to watch you leave. Because you got a fat ass.
and you know who's always down to check out a fat ass? Our boy, Thanks for always giving good advice, you guys.
Dude, just remember.
You got it, brother.
Whenever you're having a fight with your friend, think about what Big Man would do.
What would Big Man do? That's what I want my shirt. Let's put a shirt out. Let's put
a wrestling shirt.
What would Big Man do?
Is it Big Man? Big guy.
Big guy, he is a big man. That's like what the announcers say about him. This guy's a big man.
That's a big man, that big guy. That big guy's a big man.
Dude, please. I'd be really interested to see your
rendition.
Yeah, yeah. Send in your renditions of what you think the big guy looks like.
Okay, how about this one? Blasting bathrooms on a hangover.
When was the last time you were hungover, Steve?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been hungover.
It's nice. It's like getting sick for no reason. You know how the kids say for no reason?
Yeah.
Nowadays?
Yeah.
It's like that.
TV. TV.
I stopped listening when it became a piss cast.
Milkman. Well, let's see. We got
Okay.
Oh, and then we can't forget.
Yeah, I think we said that one.
Oh yeah, what about
Yeah.
All right, Jordan, we got a boy named Jordan up in here, guys. Let's give it up, huh? How about that? Hello, you beautiful bearded boys. Big longtime fan from little old Ireland.
Whoa.
With my second history road, my first one was sent to you years ago about how we used the open eyes, closed eyes on my drunk friend at a Halloween party.
Fun.
Okay.
Lots of fun.
I recently discovered that someone who I've known for the last 6 years was the love of my life, and we're both happily in a relationship for the last 7 months.
With each other?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
In episode 401, you guys were talking about blasting up bathrooms, and I had remembered something my girlfriend had said to the day before. Okay.
Now we're rolling.
Action. Wait, we gotta finish the taxidermy one. We gotta finish.
Oh, fuck!
Let's end with that one. Let's end with, or we were supposed to start the episode with it.
Let's start over.
What should we do? Should we
just keep going?
Okay, all right. We have reached the point in our relationship where farts are out in the open. That's a big one, brother.
That's great. You did it. That's basically making it. That's the real marriage.
It is. That's where the honeymoon part, the honeymoon stage is over, mm-hmm. when both people have farted together. And then you move into the next stage of the relationship, which doesn't mean that this honeymoon period is over. It just means it is continued. It is evolving into the next step. Which is one where you guys get gross together. Maybe you poop with the door open.
Maybe you chew each other's food.
Yeah, maybe you chew each other's food.
If you
honey,
want.
Try this. Honey, to have a bite. Instead of have a bite of this.
You like, split. Honey, right. You go to a restaurant and you split each other's food, but not on the plate. Afterwards.
I really don't like it.
Dude, that's why the fanciest restaurants are dark.
Yeah, so
if
that
you looked around, dude, you would see people spitting food into each other's mouths.
Honey, try that.
Dude, spitting it out of the plate.
Yeah. Honey, you should try that.
This steak, I've never had a steak like this, honey. Gotta try that.
No. I don't want any of your extras.
No. No, you can't.
No, you want to put ketchup on a steak?
Don't you see the lights
in
here?
I don't need your seasoning. It's already been seasoned enough.
Yeah. We're never going to get that kid back. If he hates the piss talk, he would not like that.
Especially... in my girlfriend's case, they're in the point in the relationship where farts are out in the open, especially in my girlfriend's case, which she has been shy about for most of her life.
Listen, if you're eating her ass and you can't hear her toot.
Come on. You smacking that box?
You put your mouth on it, but you don't want to put your ears on it?
Then you can have a little bit of that hot air.
You've earned yourself some hot
air. How about some hot air, Buster? Doc. Yeah. Okay. And here's the thing. She's been shy about it most of her life, and he only recently found out. And she's definitely not shy anymore. How about that?
Let's put her on.
Honey, what do you got to say for yourself? Yeah.
That's my girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, shit. What was that?
Kiss the girl.
What happened?
You've got to sniff the girl.
We had been at a friend's birthday the night before, and we were both nursing lethal hangovers. So we decided to treat ourselves and order some takeout.
This email started so
funny. Fucking hell, man. Those guys are gonna be dancing in your room tonight when you're
I want them at my funeral.
Just I want them carrying the casket.
Dude, I want Shredder from the Ninja Turtles, Hulk Hogan,
yeah,
Apollo Creed,
Freddie Mercury,
Kramer.
I want Kramer to be a little shorter than the rest of the guys.
I can't reach the casket. Holy shit. Oh, Buzz Lightyear.
Anyway. Oh shit, that's so funny. Okay. They were having a hangover. They ordered themselves some takeout. Later that evening I had to shit, and we both knew that this was gonna be bad. So I offered to use the downstairs bathroom as to not stink up the bathroom for her and her roommates if they need to go. It's pretty respectful, anyway.
Uh-huh, that's very nice. I have to shit bad, so I'm going to offer to use your downstairs bathroom in the garage. I'm going to shit in your garage. It's going to be bad.
There's no toilet in the garage.
I'm going to go right into the trash can. I'm going to shit into the lawnmower bag.
You'll never know. You'll never know.
Don't turn on the lawnmower.
She later went into the bathroom with a look of horror on her face. And I wished her good luck. Yes. When she came back into the room, she looked me dead in the eyes and said,
"You ruined my family."
You ruined my family. What? And then he never saw her again. She just left. There she went. I don't understand.
This is my family's home.
You ruined my family.
And you've ruined it.
That's crazy. Could you imagine if you ripped it up so bad, someone was like, "You ruined my..."
You come out like laughing.
"You ruined this house my grandfather built."
My grandfather built that bathroom with his bare hands.
You ruined it. This family, this can't be in the family anymore. We can't keep this house in the family after that.
My dead grandfather would have hated you.
My dead grandfather would have hated that smell. I'm glad he's dead.
My dead grandfather didn't like smelling shit.
My grandpa would die again if he smelled that.
Oh, heavens.
Hello?
I'm getting a call. I have to go to the bathroom.
Come?
No, the other one. Number one. Oh, heavens to Betsy.
She said, "If you ever want to keep the magic alive, do not go in there." So she shit it up. Is that what happened? She went into the bathroom and she had the look of horror on her face. And she said, "If you ever want to keep the magic alive, do not go in there." Interesting. Wow. Needless to say, I lost it laughing and I fell in love with her even more.
Needless to say, I was hard as a rock.
I was bricked up. I went in there and I jacked off all over, all around while the smell was up in there.
I went in there as fast as I could while it still smelled hot on my skin. I jacked off.
The air was thick. It's hard to breathe.
Dude, imagine you're a woman who there's already some kind of stigma against, like, don't make a smell, don't disturb public at all. And then you are feeling hungover and you have to shit bad. You're in the presence of other people and you're like, fuck, this is going to affect other people, including the person who I'm the most intimate with. And then you're like, I'm so sorry that happened, but we all do it. Whatever. Don't go in there.
Right.
And then the person you're sleeping with runs in and jacks off.
Well, honey, what are you doing?
Give me. I can't almost get cat. What do you do? Are you cool with that? Or do you like look at them different?
Because that's like the gateway to like poop stuff. That's them being like, I'm comfortable enough now to show you that this poop smell is bricking me up. So guess what? Guess what's next?
We're never going to get that guy's friend back.
Let's take a look into their future, shall we?
Yeah, why not? You're still together.
That was a HeadGum podcast.